93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Paid this much for gas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Prices at the pump hit new all-time highs this morning, eclipsing March's record shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine. AAA now puts regulars' national average at $4.37 per gallon.
I say the reason for the hike is primarily due to the high cost of crude oil, which is more than $100 a barrel. The highest gas prices are being seen in California, where AAA says the average is about $5.84 a gallon. Lower averages are showing up in Georgia at about $3.90 a gallon.
That's Fox's telling you, Jay Powers. Diesel also an all-time high today, $5.55 per gallon. Later this morning, President Biden will unveil a new plan to try to lower inflation, fighting price fixing and rising drug costs, and making child care less expensive.
The president will also address the supply chain crisis. We've talked about how that's causing a baby formula shortage. Yesterday, Jen Psaki told reporters that the FDA is working around the clock to make sure that products are available.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni referencing the White House press secretary. An escaped Alabama murder suspect back behind bars after he and a corrections officer on the run with him were tracked down in Evansville, Indiana. Then they crashed after a high-speed chase.
The inmate, Casey White, who was slightly injured, gave himself up, but police say Vicky White shot herself, dying in a hospital a short time later. Vicky White allegedly helped the convict escape after reportedly engaging in a romantic relationship with him that lasted years.
Fox's Todd Pyro. The polls are just opening across Nebraska. There are contested primary races for governor. On the Republican side, Charles Herbster, backed by former President Trump, is facing sexual misconduct allegations he denies. It's also primary day in West Virginia, where two Republican congressmen, Alex Mooney and David McKinley, are facing off. This man tells Fox,
I already voted for Mooney, and he's not afraid. He's not afraid to say what he feels. He's for Trump. People are afraid to say they're for Trump.
McKinley was endorsed by Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. America's listening to Fox News.
Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, F.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're making something new with your business. To support you, Novo built a new kind of business checking. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow. Sign up for your free business checking account right now. Plus, our listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts at novo.co/today. novo.co/today.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. I want to speak to the dads who are being denied access to their kids, excluded from key parenting decisions, are contending with child support issues. In all of these cases, doing nothing is probably not a good strategy. The law has given you rights, but you have to assert them. If the challenge is the cost of an attorney, Cordell & Cordell offers a capped fee option. Give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
Russia keeps attacking a port city in Ukraine, Odessa, trying to disrupt the supply line of American and other foreign weapons being sent to Ukraine, and the U.S. may send more.
Congress could move on a nearly $40 billion aid package to Ukraine this week, an even bigger sum for military and humanitarian assistance than President Biden first requested. An earlier funding bill worth more than $3 billion in military aid is nearly exhausted, but the plan is unlikely to include additional funding for COVID relief. President Biden has warned the U.S. will need to spend billions to keep up with stocking vaccines, therapeutics, and other treatments. In a statement, the president says he is willing to accept the two measures move separately to prevent aid for the war in Ukraine from slowing down. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Senate has taken action in response to the protests outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. That was at Samuel Alito's house yesterday. He wrote the leaked draft opinion showing those justices ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion. Senators voted unanimously to provide security to the justices and their families. The House considers that next. A Grammy Award-winning rapper is in trouble.
Young Thug arrested Monday and charged with criminal street gang activity and conspiring to violate the RICO Act. The charges against the popular rapper from Atlanta, whose real name is Jeffrey Lamar Williams, stem from alleged offenses in 2013 and 2018. Prosecutors say this is not the first brush with the law for Young Thug. He was arrested on drug charges in DeKalb, Georgia in 2017. Williams' defense attorney says that the rapper plans to contest the allegations. Williams has performed with such high-profile artists as Camila Cabello, Elton John, and Cardi B. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after some big sell-offs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Macon County Sheriff Patrol deputies and the Decatur Park District Police responded to complaints of a fight involving a large group of people at Hickory Point Mall Saturday. It was reported there were gunshots fired during the altercation. Several stores in the mall locked out in caution until the area determined to be safe by law enforcement. University of Illinois Police hiring community service officers to assist in non-emergency incidents in the campus area. Police say they plan to soon deploy unarmed community officers to those incidents. There will be four officers available to respond to less serious calls. Illinois residents continue to feel the pain at the pump. Average gas price in the state up 20 cents per gallon in the past week. That according to Gas Buddy. Average cost is about $4.60 a gallon. That compared to a month ago. Price is 24 cents per gallon higher. The price of a gallon of gas about 46 higher than at this time last year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, I don't know if you can take the RV out this summer there, right, Greg. It's going to cost you. What did you see at the pump the other?
$483 on the pump next to mine last night. One side of town, it was $4.75 a gallon. Yeah. On the other side of town, it was $4.29. So I chose that
what
one.
What the world? How's that? Somebody didn't get the memo.
Well, and it was, you could see it flipping when I was in Champaign-Urbana and coming home. And the prices were all over the place. Just looking up on the South Loop of Chicago, $5.39.
I mean, listen.
Wow.
That's about right. Yeah, we're anywhere between about $4.48 and maybe $4.65 in the range around here in my part of the world.
It is not going to change.
Because no, it's not.
The hard policies of what they believe, the current leadership, it's not going to change. So, it's what it is. I mean, used cars and trucks are up 35%. Airline travel's up 25%. It just, everything's going up, and there's not a darn thing this administration going to be able to do about it because the philosophy doesn't match. So get used to whatever it is. It is what it is, and there's nothing you can do about that except drive less and get an electric car, which is kind of their goal.
The airline tickets, we were looking at those to get out to North Carolina in July, late July, just off the charts, off the wall, carrier that you wanted to go with.
Probably cheaper than driving with the gas.
Probably right, yeah. Well, then you look at the hotel room. It's just mm-hmm. off the charts, off the wall, everywhere, whatever you got to do.
Yeah. It's our meteorologist, Greg Sawyer, brought to you by Carl at this time.
And Carl reminds you, it's skincare month, and they want you to wear sunscreen when you're out. It's a 30 SPF or more, and you refresh every 2 hours. I saw a couple of sunburns yesterday in my circle of friends. Carl.org/dermatology for details.
Well, got cloudy covering here in the county. Mr. Solier, our weather meteorologist, super smart guy, but we got hot coming, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, just call it a heat wave weather pattern, considering the cold that we've had here much of the springtime season, the excessively wet weather as well. So it's kind of what the weather doctor has ordered and that one and all certainly need. Yeah, watch the sunburn time, and we will get into sunshine. We got some mid-level and high-level cloud kind of patchy across parts of the area right now, but that'll thin on out, and what should turn out to be another fine, almost June-like day today, up to 86, normal high this time of the year, about 70, 71. Enjoy it while you may. South wind, not quite as gusty as yesterday, but you'll note it at 15 to 25 miles per hour. And the humidity, the dew points are up past 60. It is a midsummer feel. And there's a little disturbance tracking well north of us. May trigger a stray shower thunderstorm after midnight tonight, probably well north of Champaign and Champaign County. With a low down to 67, we might see a little radar return to our north tomorrow morning early on. Then a partly cloudy day, humidity will come down, but temperatures will still come on up to about 89, maybe even a couple of local 90-degree readings in spots tomorrow. Usual hot spots with a light southeast wind. 88 Thursday, 87 on Friday. Next significant weather system over the weekend generates a couple of showers and thunderstorms, a pair of cool fronts. One Saturday at 84, behind that 78 on Sunday. Dry early next week, but we do see some chillier days ahead late next week. But otherwise, Monday and Tuesday highs seasonal in the lower 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, Greg. We appreciate it. Yeah, so inflation is just going nuts. The president apparently will speak today. President Biden intends to blame the Republicans for spiraling inflation, so stand by for that. And then we'll see. There's a primary in West Virginia today. There's going to be primaries in Illinois in June.
Lots coming up. And if you like the way everything's going, you just keep voting the same way, I guess. Just vote for a Democrat. But the Democrat and the progressive, in my opinion, are different people. I know Democrats, love Democrats. I think the progressives and I just don't get along. It's just too far left. And so I think that aspect of the party has dragged maybe others unwillingly to a point of, come on, really? That. And if you got that, and it's that's the direction of the country, and it's all kind of going south, we'll see. We'll just wait on the election and see. But when things aren't going well, generally, historically, it is not very good for the party in power, which are all Democrats right now. And we'll see what happens in Champaign County. I mean, what happens in the election in Champaign County? Are we happy with our leadership and our current state of affairs in the county? Well, that's your opportunity to voice it and to get active. And I think that Virginia kind of woke up America, if you want to use the word woke. There are people that are fully awake on some of the things they do not like. And so time will tell. But certainly both sides, Joey Behar believes that, you know, world is over if Republicans take control. And the Republicans, certainly a lot of us think that the current direction is unsustainable for so many families. And you got to change the horse when it's not going this well. So we'll see. We'll know a lot here. I don't want that. We'll know a lot here coming up in the next, obviously, 6 months. It'll be a lot. And we'll see. And the Democrats or the left believe that this whole Supreme Court thing is going to help them. I don't know about that. I'm not sold on that thought either, because people are thinking about, how do I buy chicken? By the way, I found chicken at Schnucks last night for $2.34 a pound, which is about 35 cents more than normal.
Okay.
Schnucks, nice store. Was there last night, got some shoulder pork, you know, bone-in shoulder pork chops, and those were not much. $1.60. Right. It was really good.
I feel like the pork is a better option for you if you're trying to save money.
Well, chicken's gone nuts, but again, $2.34 was really good at Schnucks last night. So, yeah, you start doing that. You start pricing, saying, okay, I just spent $80. Well, you spent $40 on meat.
Right.
If you want any meat, and not even to talk about steak. So the prices are just crazy, and we haven't seen this in a really long time. If you're old enough to remember 1978, 79, 80... It was bad. Can you imagine? I think I just saw a 30-year mortgage rate at 5.27.
Exactly. It's up 14 points from a week ago. 5.53% is the 30-year fixed finance rate average.
You got spoiled. My first mortgage was 10%, and back in 1980, you had to get like 18%.
Mm-hmm.
18%. Run the numbers on that and see how much you can afford. You can't afford anything.
So the 10-year fixed refinance is up 13 points from last week.
And points mean 4.8%. One, like if it's 5.5 and then it goes 5.13, that's 13.
Right.
It's not like 13 points. It's like 1 point is from 4 to 5, but it was at 3.5 forever.
So it says on the monthly payments for a 10-year fixed rate refi, it's 4.84%, which would cost you $524.64 per month for every $100,000 that you borrow.
No, it's up. It's amazing how quickly you have to lower the price, but that means housing prices will have to come down because nobody's going to be able to afford them. Right now, they're absolutely exploding, but they won't if we're at 3.5, go to 5.5, forget about it. That's a huge difference.
Yes.
In your amortization, if you do 10, 15, 30, whatever it is,
right,
it will definitely have to slow the housing market or the prices have to come down, which is bad for the homeowner.
Yep.
Because you can get underwater pretty quickly, too.
Oh, man.
So anyway.
We need our therapy, Stevie J.
Well, we're trying to provide it. And again, if you're not happy, then you don't vote the same way. If you're not happy, then you vote them out.
And I don't know. I feel like people don't think that way. They have the clenched fist and they look at the past and they say, you know, we've got to change this.
Well, if you stay the same, currently in Illinois, it's all Democrats. Currently in the White House and Congress, and it's all Democrats. So if you want that, vote Democrat. That's fine. That's our God-given opportunity here in a great country to choose. But if you don't, you're unhappy, and you don't like some of the stuff going on, then you vote the other side. And I'm not saying the Republicans are the best thing in the world, because they can blow it, too. It's just, at this point, certainly better. It's a better option at this minute. But, man, I think Washington needs term limits. We need a cycle. We need change, and not the change we're experiencing now. Change we're experiencing now is socialism does not work. Communism does not work. Fascism does not work. And it's not what we're going to do. There are plenty of independent, smart-thinking Americans that will fight for their freedom and not want this, even though those that speak up are called haters and domestic terrorists. That's kind of where we are right now. Let's jump to sports. 8:15. We're going to talk about Profile by Sanford here coming up in just a few moments. A program where Diane Ducey lost 67 pounds.
In fact, my friend Jennifer came by the studios and got her bus trip to Bush. And I don't mind being her partner and navigating how do we do our food and water and get plenty of fluids when we have our experience. And see that game at 12:15 on Thursday against the Baltimore Orioles. Go Cardinals. Still have time to get in if you move on it soon. Text bus trip to 359-2255 and we'll share more details about that. The St. Louis Cardinals are facing the Baltimore Orioles with that series starting up at 6:45 tonight. And you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs over San Diego. That final was 6-0. It's a 3:10 start today on US 105.9. Wow, Cleveland pulled one out against the Chicago White Sox 12-9. I was looking at some of the highlights and the pitcher, I think Liam Hendricks, put his glove over his mouth when they hit a grand slam.
I want that lip reading.
He yelled into his glove. And it took 11 innings, but still, Cleveland came out on top. Chicago White Sox were up 8-2 in the ninth, so it just kind of unraveled. You know, Chicago White Sox have Tony La Russa as their guy.
No, they're underperforming because the White Sox are the best team out there, but I don't know.
Right.
They're struggling early on.
Okay. So on to the NBA. Steph Curry was the man for the Warriors, who are up 3-1 now. Golden State over Memphis 101-98 yesterday. Steve Kerr testing positive 30 minutes before the game, said he didn't feel very good when he was talking with associate coach Mike Brown, who's got next now for this series. Tied at 2 apiece now. The Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks with Boston on top 116-108. Philadelphia is at Miami at 6:30 tonight. The late game at 9 is Dallas at Phoenix. Those are tied at 2 apiece. 2 apiece for the NHL playoffs, where lots of Blues fans will be watching at 8:30 tonight, with that game coming out of Minnesota. We had Jill Ellis on earlier, and she's the commencement speaker, the original U of I college, soccer coach.
Started the women's program here in 1997.
And then Janet Rayfield had next. She was on the line, too, getting ready for her recruiting as she pops around the Windy City and more. So moving and shaking for women's soccer. And we're excited about her, Jill Ellis, being in town for that commencement speech at Memorial Stadium, which is on Saturday the 14th at 9:30.
Won the Women's World Cup in 15 and 19.
Yes.
Two of them for Jill Ellis, who is our commencement speaker. I think a great choice, and obviously superstar in the field of women's soccer. 818, our Stever offer. I'm handing out $50 bills if you want to spend them at Long Branch Steakhouse. If you've not had a filet mignon up there.
Ooh. Yeah. Super good. Everything is super good.
Brussels sprouts and then the frog dressing on the salad.
You know, I like the skewers, the shish kebabs that they offer in the middle of the week, and just everything is fabulous.
So there you go. If you would like $50 that I'm giving you, then you go to the Stever program, which is at gostever.com. If you're not a member, you can join and click me and then enter, and you'll get an email tonight. If you're one of our winners, we'll give out a number of these $50 bills. Mm-hmm. And then you have to eat this within a week. They're open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. And then you'll have to fill out a survey. Let me know how Donnie did up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm handing out money. Stever at gostever.com. You can go there now and get in on the $50 at the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And this mid-summer-like feel continues on for the next several days. A wind-blown day's worth of Tuesday weather with a partly cloudy sky and an afternoon temperature about 16 degrees above average at 86. Then south wind steadily increasing 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty through the afternoon. Breezy mild tonight. Weak cool front will drift by, stay to the north of us. We'll see overnight readings down to about 67. There could be a stray shower and thunderstorm north of Champaign. Late night tonight, diminishing south wind. Tomorrow could be a stray shower and thunderstorm to the north early on. Another seasonally warm day's worth of weather with a partly cloudy sky and up to 89 tomorrow. More like early July around here with a light southeast wind. 65 for tomorrow night. Thursday and Friday continued warm with upper 80s for about a sunshine to a partly cloudy sky. couple of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. Saturday, perhaps a lesser rain chance on Sunday. Highs of 84 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. Back to more seasonal temperatures early next week with a Monday high in the lower 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global stocks are mixed following yesterday's big sell-off on Wall Street, markets in Asia closing lower while European stocks opened higher. President Biden will deliver remarks this morning on his plan to fight inflation. A White House official says the president is expected to draw a contrast between his plan and that of congressional Republicans. The official says the GOP fix would raise taxes for 75 million Americans. The consumer price index rose 8.5% for the year ending in March, the highest level in more than four decades. Shares of Planet Fitness rising after first quarter results exceeded expectations. During the first quarter, the chain acquired Sunshine Fitness, one of its franchisees, and refinanced a portion of its debt. Start planning your holiday shopping early, but we're not talking about Christmas. Some retailers revealing Memorial Day shopping deals already. Home Depot, Raymour & Flanigan, and Best Buy are among the big businesses offering holiday savings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Steve Rappaport, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
I'm Damonte Williams. When it comes to hustling on the court, that's easy. You know what else is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care.
That's right, Damonte. When you need care for minor illnesses and injuries that's easy to get when and where you need it, OSF On-Call Urgent Care is your MVP. Walk in 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, even holidays. Or connect with a virtual visit 24/7, 365 days a year. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
Well, we've talked about Diane Ducey and Profile by Sanford.
Yes.
It's worked pretty well for you.
Yeah, coming up at the end of June will be really my anniversary where I hit that 67-pound mark, and I'd worked at it about 8 months or so, and I'm still, I mean, I hopped on the scale inside the last week and was within a pound or two of that goal that I hit. Awesome. So I'm keeping it off, Coach Katie.
Yeah,
thank you.
Congrats. That's awesome.
How do you feel, Katie?
Pretty good. Not too bad.
Because it'd been your awesome. Fault if it didn't work.
I know.
Way to go.
I know.
No, really, it's exciting to be part of
that's a big milestone, too. A year of maintaining.
Nobody does that. I'm telling you.
Awesome.
What's the national stat of people who diet and and gain it back? Most.
Yeah, I don't know.
A whole lot.
Yeah, but a lot. But, I mean, we have a few others that, I mean, Diane, I see you once, twice a month. Mm-hmm. Like, that's still important.
It is important.
No, it's coming right. Weekly. At
you
least
gotta go to the principal's office, man.
Right.
Okay, what do you got about Jennifer here?
Yeah, Jennifer came by our studios, and she was inspired and started to start her journey. So let's just get into her sound file here.
Listening to Diane Ducey was a big part of
it. I appreciate that.
Actually, I'm a loyal listener to this station, and I was just at a point. I've been on various diets in my life, had success and had failure, and I was just feeling like, okay, I think I want to give it one big try.
Okay.
And listening to her, Diane,
that's me.
Just gave me the inspiration to say, okay, I'm going to do this.
So you had the free consultation. Did you step on that 3D Daiku?
Diane.
I was like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, my goodness. When that screen pops up and you see what your body, I mean, looking in the mirror is one thing.
Right.
But looking at that image.
The rotating. Claymation image that you get
it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
I don't
it
look like that in the back.
It shows every little bump and oh man.
Roll.
Yes, exactly.
So that's motivating.
It is.
And then, you know, you got your start weight. And then the team at Profile by Sanford will give you a scale. If you find that this is the right program for you, you had that free consultation, 403-9080 to line up your appointment, or profileplan.com with the code DD.
Yes.
And then they lined you up with a healthy lifestyle coach. It's been Stacy. Audra could be in the future for you. It really keeps you motivated.
Yeah. They are so positive about everything. How do I want to put this? They go about it in a kind way, but at the same time, they give you that feeling of, hey, you can do this, and we're here behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let us down.
That's right. That's true. I can totally relate, Coach Katie, how it's just the perfect balance, it seems like. And thank you so much for helping so many people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we call ourselves accountability coaches because obviously we're there to be your cheerleader when you need it, but we can hold you accountable and give you that tough love too.
Right.
So but if you gained 50 pounds, it'd be bad for your profession.
Correct. I mean,
that's why you're in perfect shape.
I don't know about that. I'm still working on my lifestyle every day, too.
It is a constant effort, isn't it? For all of us, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Some people seem to burn a little better than others, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Kind of how the body's made.
Men
up.
Better than women, so there's that, too. But, yeah, everyone's different. But that's what's cool about our program, too, is, yeah, we have our layout and our template of things, but every week we can customize it. As long as you're honest with us, we can customize it to what's going on.
A couple more minutes with Jennifer on, you know, the temptations that we come across in life.
Yeah.
I was at that point. It was really easy for me to look at something and say, you really shouldn't have that, Jennifer. And then that other little voice on the other shoulder going, oh, what the heck? Go ahead. You'll do better tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So
giving you the more discipline.
It was nice.
To be able to pull back, especially on the sweet treats. It's tough.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, if you go to a restaurant, that's essentially three meals in one.
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
And people wonder when they talk about the money. I mean, you're totally worth it. And you're spending less on drive-through and all the treats.
Yes.
It could even out in the end.
It I think it will, because I was very guilty of being a fast food freak.
Mm-hmm.
I live alone. I'm a widow. And there are just so many times when it was just easier.
Yeah, for sure.
To say, oh, I'll run through McDonald's. Uh-huh. It'll be okay.
Right.
I won't eat fries this time. I'll just have a sandwich and a large Coke.
That's it.
There it is.
With Profile by Sanford, they'll help you think about, I need an unsweet tea or a Diet Coke or maybe even just a water.
Exactly.
And, you know, you got to navigate. Sometimes you can have cheats. I mean, you're coming on the Cardinal bus trip.
Yes.
We know it, Bush. We've got to have some of that food.
Something, yes.
So, you know, to me, I'm going to navigate the rest of the day.
Okay.
So that I can, you know, my calorie count
I'll
is going to be bigger
ahead.
At Bush.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's just do a high five and congratulations.
Yes.
Profile by Sanford. Jennifer is having success. Thanks for coming in studio and talking with me.
Thank you, Diane.
So it's about the coaching.
Yeah.
I really don't think without Katie, I don't think it happens.
Or Stacy or Audra.
Yep.
No, I started with Katie because that's the first one I met. Okay. So without that support, without that accountability, when Diane's thinking I'm not eating that because I'm meeting with her tomorrow, that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does. And if it does, I mean, Diane said it, like, there are times things happen, but if you can talk through things with your coach, like, that's better than just having that kind of on your conscience that, oh, I slipped up and I did something bad.
That's right.
In air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's life.
How do people get hold of you? How do they start? Because they can get a consultation to get it going, right?
Yep. Okay. So we have a free consultation. It's no obligation. So you can come in and just learn more about the program. We'll learn more about you and kind of set up that personalized plan for you. But you can give us a call, 403-9080. Or you can go on our website, and there's a text feature, too. So you can text us and message with someone to get you set up for that consultation.
Absolutely. Profileplan.com, the code DD, if you want to name drop Diane Ducey.
Yeah.
I love that. I love hearing Jennifer's story and that I helped her get out of the gate on this life journey to turn things around.
Good work. Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
I want to mention, too, really quick, we have some specials going on for Nurse Appreciation Week, and Teacher Appreciation Week was last week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in those professions.
First responders.
Yep.
Come on and get your deal.
Yeah. So mention
you get
that
a deal
too.
For all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Nice of you. Thanks,
exactly.
Katie.
Yep.
Profile by Sanford. Thanks, Diane. All right. ESPN 93.5. One of the best Fox News reporters is Mike Tobin, and he's on the phone with me. Where are you, Mike?
I'm in Evansville, Indiana, at the Vanderburgh County Sheriff's Department, the jail.
Now, you're based in Chicago, so anything in the Midwest, they're going to dispatch Mike Tobin, one of the ace reporters, one of the star guys. That's how it works?
Yeah, and it never happens at a good time, but you can't control people who escape from jail and things like that.
I guess I'm perplexed. You have this woman who works at the corrections facility. Apparently she's had a relationship with a guy that's like up for murder 75 years, and now there's another murder. Anyway, it's a bad man. How does that even happen? Yeah. Did anybody ask that? How do they? Because somebody has to have a key to something, and somebody has to not be watching. I don't get it.
Well, she apparently told the authorities that she was taking him for a mental evaluation, which had to happen at another location. I believe it had to happen at the county courthouse. So that's how she was able to get him out of the building and into a cruiser, one of the sheriff's cruisers. And then, according to authorities, she had pre-purchased the first getaway car, the Ford Edge, that was orange, and attempted to spray paint it. But so that car was stashed. They switched cars. That was spotted in Tennessee that day, and then next thing we knew, they got spotted here in Evansville, Indiana, with a Ford F-150 at a car wash. In fact, I should say the first getaway car was dumped in Tennessee.
Right, and then they got a Cadillac or something? Is that what she was driving at the end?
Yeah, they ended up in a Cadillac. So what's not clear, we're waiting for the briefing, had she pre-purchased a series of cars, or was Casey White good at stealing cars?
I don't get it, because they had to have a relationship for a year or two. Is that correct?
Yeah, according to the sheriff, 2-year relationship over the phone. Oh. He was in custody the whole time.
Okay, so it's hard for me to comprehend. So you're talking to a guy who's a really bad guy up for really bad things, and you get a relationship going. I guess it's just human nature, I guess. It's just unbelievable to me. Unreal. Okay.
So, yes, all the lonely people.
I guess so. And so what happens next? So she shot herself. She killed herself. Again, don't know many details there. He was injured during that, I guess?
He was injured, and the details of his injury aren't clear. I mean, clearly he was sitting next to someone who shot themselves, so maybe the injury is related to that. He was also involved in a car wreck. So right. Maybe his injuries are related to that.
Okay, so what this man is gotten all kinds of charges, including up for possible murder from 2015?
Correct. Okay. He confessed to stabbing a woman to death back in 2015. So he was awaiting trial on the murder charges. The next step is extradition. And it really is a matter of whether he wants to fight the extradition. If he just goes along, this will be a 1 or 2 day process. If he says he wants to fight his extradition, he's got really nothing to lose. He gets a sabbatical. He gets to see a different jail.
Yeah.
So if he fights it, it just draws the process out. He gets to spend a little time eating different food than the other jail where he'll spend the rest of his life.
He's also like 6'9", isn't he? He's a huge man.
6'9", 330 pounds.
Wow.
He was a big boy.
Okay, you're on it. You always are. Boy, every day you wake up, Mike, you don't know where you're going or what you're doing, do you?
That's the beauty of the gig.
Generally speaking, I see smoke in the background. I generally see you with the Fox flag, so I'm counting on the... Hey, keep up your good work. Stay safe.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mike Tobin, Fox News TV. He just goes to all the spots, and they dispatch him. He's based in Chicago. He's a mountain climber, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's an interesting guy, but he's a really good reporter, and he's on the streets with stuff being thrown around. That's that guy. He's always in the middle of it, and mm-hmm. he looks like a pretty tough guy. Looks like he can handle himself. But anyway, it's Mike Tobin on that. So they had a phone relationship, and again, you know, emotions and relationships and lonely, you can't factor all that in, yep. and you probably can't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking, why would you do it? Well, because there's empathy.
Yeah.
There's, well, he's not a bad guy. You know,
right? How many people turn their life around.
Well, they do that, but they also justify. You know, you've got a guy that's interested in you, and he's got a horrible track record, but he's kind to you, and you got nothing else, and you believe him.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are pretty good at making you believe them. And so it can be... So from the peripheral, you're saying, well, hey, what, how could you? Well, because it's people need people. And if everybody rejects you or been mean to you, and here's a guy that comes along, he's in jail, but he's been nice, and you believe what he says, that it wasn't his fault, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
But so she took her own life, and she was driving, by the way. So how she got the Cadillac, I mean, she sold her house. She got $90,000 cash. she way undersold her house, so she'd planned this for a while. Took them to the, quote, mental evaluation, and out the door they went. 6:09, 3:30. It's a big person. They got into the cruiser with her, and then off they went. So she pre-purchased the Ford, whatever that SUV. They found that, and then they apparently got a Cadillac, but they don't know where she got that. So, All right, we're going to catch up here. 8:35.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Gas prices have hit a new all-time high. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
AAA says the average price of regular gas in the U.S. is $4.37 a gallon. They say the reason for the hike is primarily due to the high cost of crude oil. The highest gas prices are being seen in California, where AAA says the average is about $5.84 a gallon.
Diesel's at an all-time high as well, $5.55 a gallon on average nationwide. Supreme Court justices can have 24-hour police protection under a bill moving through Congress. Fox's Brooke Singman.
Pro-choice protesters making their way to Justice Samuel Alito's home yesterday after staging similar demonstrations outside the homes of Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh over the weekend. The Senate taking action yesterday, approving a bill that ramps up personal security and other protections for the Supreme Court justices and their families.
And that Senate vote was unanimous. The bill goes to the House next. America's listening to Fox News.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. If you're listening and you've never been to a true barbecue joint, you need to stop a minute and come check it out. It's all about the local meat. It's all about the preparation. So aside from the typical barbecue offerings of brisket and pulled pork, turkey, we also offer our own spin on a few non-traditional sandwiches. You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's HumbleHogBBQ.com.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Macon County Sheriff Patrol deputies and the Decatur Park District Police responded to complaints of a fight involving a large group at Hickory Point Mall Saturday. It was reported there were gunshots during the altercation. Several stores in the mall locked out in caution until the area was determined to be safe by law enforcement. COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Illinois. Friday, state health officials reporting more than 30,000 new cases over the past week. That's nearly 6,000 more cases than the previous week. CDC says 14 counties in Illinois are now rated at the medium community level. University of Illinois Police Department hiring unarmed community service officers. The department soon began deploying the community service officers to non-emergency incidents in the campus area to report things like minor theft, lost property, vandalism, lockouts, and other quality of life issues. Be safe out there. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Social Illinois Champaign Urbana and vicinity. This summer-like spell of weather continues on for the rest of the work week. A weak disturbance passes to the north here later on tonight and early tomorrow. Cold front on the move over the course of the weekend. Back to more seasonal temperatures over Sunday and early next week, and even a cooler than average weather pattern again. Expected to evolve later next week. But in the meantime, get out and enjoy the spell of windy, warm, dry, summer-like highs of 86 degrees for the day today. Bit of a modest boost on humidities, but noted the south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Increasing clouds tonight, breezy, mild. Stray shower thunderstorm to the north of Champaign, late down to 67. Slim chance for shower thunderstorm to the north here early tomorrow morning. Then unseasonably warm, a partly cloudy sky, high to about 89 tomorrow on a light southeast wind. 65 tomorrow night, up to 88, and a sun-filled Thursday. More humidity creeping back in. Friday up to 87. A couple of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. 84 on Saturday, a Sunday high of 78. Highs in the lower 70s next Monday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Craig Solgay.
Prairie Gardens greenhouses are growing the prettiest annuals and perennials around. Come see them now in all their color and glory. Signature hanging baskets are filling the PG greenhouse skies. And the best geraniums you'll find anywhere are grown right here by our fussy plant experts. This week, 50-count flats of impatiens are only $14.97. And Boston fern hanging baskets and hibiscus bush are only $16.97. Prairie Gardens, locally owned plant experts. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and boutique.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Why? Why wouldn't you want to work at Gale Frerichs Trucking? Drivers are home on weekends. And when rates go up, you get a raise. Drivers are averaging 70 cents per mile, paid holidays and vacations, and monthly operations and safety bonuses. Come on, man! Call GFT today. Gale Frerichs Trucking, 765-793-7131. That's Gale Frerichs Trucking, GFT, 765-793-7131. Call today.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
All right, ESPN 93.5, we had reported right after the top of the 7 o'clock hour the passing of former Congressman and State Representative Tim Johnson.
He would have been 76 in July, so passed away last night. There's a post from our friend Mark Sheldon. He was a great friend to me and the most important person behind my success in politics. Served our community and state and county for over 5 decades. We'll miss him. So many of us have so many memories.
Yeah.
I don't know the arrangements. A few of us are walking around Lincoln Square at 1 o'clock today.
He always did that, too. Oh. Tim Johnson always did that. Yeah.
So many laps around Lincoln Square. Yeah. It's a way to clear your head and talk to constituents, too. I mean, you even joined him on a few laps.
No, I joined him. Yep. No. I knew Tim, and he was an amazing NBA fan. He knew everything about the Boston Celtics. He was a Celtic man.
I mean,
and he knew about draft picks. He knew everything. We've had him on years ago about basketball. He was as good on the knowledge of the NBA as anybody ever met. But he served people, and any guy that goes home and literally calls 100 or more people just to see how they're doing, nobody does that. Nobody will ever do that. Not like that. And he never lost an election, ever. He just outworked everybody. And he was really smart. I mean, Tim Johnson was brilliant. He's on the bronze tablet at Illinois. 3% of the humans get that. West Point guy. I mean, what a life of service. Former Mayor Savoy. It's Joan Dykstra. How are you?
Hey, Stevie. Well, not so good this morning. A dear friend and my mentor has passed away, and I just loved him so much.
Nobody ever outworked Tim Johnson. Nobody ever. I mean, he was relentless. He literally called people every night to see how they were. I mean, I've never heard of that. It's unreal.
I know political candidates often didn't want to do the hard work of what it means to get elected for the right reasons. He knocking on every door, writing notes, shaking hands at McDonald's. He absolutely was a legend. And for those candidates who wanted to do what he said, they got elected. And they served for the right reasons the servant.
So he was huge in your life, as far as career, politics, all of that, right?
Yes, he is absolutely. I owe my political career to him early on. There was an opening on the county board. Marge Soderman went to work for George Ryan, and I barely knew what the county board was, literally. Yeah. I can say that now.
Right.
And he and a few others had you know, I started to get involved in politics and in government. And he encouraged me. I put my name in, and I got the nomination for that opening. And then I served on the county board for 11 years. So the best thing about him is his political wisdom was always right on. And so I learned so many things from him over the years. Constituent service, of course, I didn't even hold a candle. Nobody holds a candle constituent service. For instance, I was his district director for a time, and he would make more work for his staff because he would go to McDonald's, let's say, or any place else, and then he would write notes to the staff on when he'd ask people, what do you, you know, what can I do for you? And then we would, we would make sure that we followed up with solutions to these regular people. So it was always a kind of a joke and a badge of honor that he made a lot more extra work because of his constituent service. But that was him.
But didn't Tim Johnson call Joan Dykstra to pray from time to time?
Yes, he was. When I went up to Carl a few days ago, one of the things we did at the end was we prayed together, and we used to memorize Bible verses together. So he was a spiritual friend as well.
Well, the community has lost a real leader. Tim Johnson. We don't know the details of everything. This is just broke here overnight. So in any event, we knew that you knew him so well, and our prayers are with the whole Johnson family. It's a big family. And again, we all have a Tim Johnson story. I remember Brother Johnny put yard signs in filiform in 1976. And then Tim showed up at his wedding receiving line in 1978, and we said, "Well, my gosh, it's Tim Johnson. How could he think about coming to this in Monticello at that Sunday afternoon?" And there he was. But that's what he did. He ended up doing that all the time.
He did. He couldn't even go from the airport, having just flown in from D.C., without stopping in several restaurants along the way.
Yeah.
And again, finding out what people wanted. So he always had the pulse of regular people, regular Joes. People didn't call him Congressman Johnson. They called him Tim.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, that's right. It one of a kind. Joan Dykstra, thank you. I appreciate you very much. And sorry for the loss of Tim.
Oh, thank you. And blessings to the family.
Yep. Thank you. Joan Dykstra knew Tim Johnson quite well, political mentor. Tim Johnson, former congressman, state representative, Urbana council member, bronze tablet winner, University of Illinois, earned the bronze tablet. It's top 3% of students. West Point.
Yes.
Came out of West Point in the turbulent 60s. Dead at the age of 76. All right, 848.
If you haven't been to Pards in Urbana for a while, just know they carry plenty of women's and men's quality clothes, great leather products, and the best boots you can buy.
The employees are always super nice, caring, and honest. Kim made sure we were taken care of. I love Pards.
Listen to what people have said about their most recent visit to Pards.
Great customer service and really nice products.
Pards is located in Urbana and waiting for your next visit. Great service, locally owned on Maple between Maine and University in Urbana.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Stevie J Broadcasting's Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by Crossroads Contractor Supply.
I'm very honored to have Sergeant John Lieb, an 18-year veteran of the Champaign Police Department, direct supervisor, leading the Interdepartmental Street Crimes Task Force. I thought you were going to be a farmer.
I met Lieutenant Scott Swan from the Champaign Police Department. We were coaching baseball together, and he asked if I ever had interest of being in law enforcement. I thought about about going to college, but I thought I'm a farm kid. What do I know about that? So it starts with having a conversation with my wife. She's all supportive. My parents, I think, were a little more apprehensive, but I was 28 years old at that time, four kids at that time, and if I'm going to do this, now is the time to do it. Mm-hmm. So I did. So I started in 2004, you know, and it's been, the city has been getting a little more violent, especially as of late, and I'm hoping we can get this turned around again. That's the goal.
We need good men and women. We really appreciate your efforts and all that you do to keep us safe, John.
Thank you very much.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, specializing in contractor supply and tool delivery within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and this mid-summer-like feel continues on for the next several days. A wind-blown day's worth of Tuesday weather with a partly cloudy sky and an afternoon temperature about 16 degrees above average at 86. That south wind steadily increasing 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty through the afternoon. Breezy mild tonight. Weak cool front will drift by, stay to the north of us. We'll see overnight readings down to about 67. There could be a stray shower thunderstorm north of Champaign. Late night tonight, diminishing south wind. Tomorrow could be a stray shower thunderstorm to the north early on. Another unseasonably warm day's worth of weather with a partly cloudy sky and up to 89 tomorrow. More like early July around here with a light southeast wind. 65 for tomorrow night. Thursday and Friday continued warm with upper 80s for about a sunshine to a partly cloudy sky. A couple of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. Saturday, perhaps a lesser rain chance on Sunday. Highs of 84 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. Back to more seasonal temperatures early next week with a Monday high in the lower 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Meteorologist Greg Solgay.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctor, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Yeah, Tim would send me a note from time to time. Tim Johnson, I think, wrote me a note, I mean, literally 3 weeks ago. It sent to my home and just really kind and just said, thanks for all the contributions you and your family have given our community. And out of the blue, you get a handwritten note from Tim Johnson. And he'd done that. I got one here at the radio station. Maybe it was 6 months ago. And I think he did that a lot for people.
Yeah.
I mean, what did he get out of that? And that's just an amazing gesture in 2022.
Boy, and it's just, to me, a handwritten note means so much.
But he did that. I think he did that a lot. I think there are a lot of people in Champaign-Urbana that had a letter or a phone call from Tim Johnson, former state rep, former congressman Tim Johnson. And he really, really was part of the people. And he wanted to know what he could do for them. He says, is there anything I can do for you? I mean, that's a life of service there. And he stepped away, I guess, in 2013, relatively young. I mean, dies at 75, so he would have been like early 60s, I guess, when he stepped away from Congress in 2013.
So did you have him on the radio much in your other radio chapters?
I mean, yes. I've visited with him on several occasions. He just was always so quick and just really, really smart. You know, one of those guys that you're going...
Intellectual.
Well, intellectual. Mm-hmm. But really... Yeah, understand, reasoned well, spoke well, put it well, but never burned bridges. He just knew how to work.
One of these guys who would negotiate, yeah, and bring everybody to the table and really talk it through. Let's find some answers.
Yeah. Okay.
What happened to that?
Yeah, boy, that's
now tough. You just don't take the meeting because you've got your fists clenched so hard.
Pretty divided. All right. Okay. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday. It's Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, on our Wednesday show at 7:30. As we highlight that bus trip is going Thursday. You want to jump on, do something fun and spontaneous? We're taking an all suite. Everybody in the suite for the noon game on Thursday in Busch Stadium, St. Louis, Cardinals in Baltimore. And we hope you can jump on. We still have a few seats left if you'd like.
Text the word bus trip to 359-2255 if that's the case.
And the Stever offer is Long Branch Steakhouse handing out $50 bills. If you want me to buy your steak, whatever, go stever.com. Don't know why you wouldn't do that.
Yes.
All right, talk to you tomorrow, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The boys back this day, 4 to 6 on the drive. Listen for that. Cardinal baseball tonight. Cubs are on U.S. 105.9 this afternoon. Again, I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
Prairie Gardens greenhouses are growing the prettiest annuals and perennials around. Come see them now in all their color and glory. Signature hanging baskets are filling the PG greenhouse skies. And the best geraniums you'll find anywhere are grown right here by our fussy plant experts. This week, 50-count flats of impatiens are only $14.97. And Boston fern hanging baskets and hibiscus bush are only $16.97. Prairie Gardens, locally owned. Plant experts, extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and boutique.
Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality, service, and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.2% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit them at spring-green.com.
Hi, my name is Kelly Doherty with OSF Healthcare, and I am a certified nurse midwife in the obstetrics and gynecology department. It's such a thrill being a part of a great team bringing life into the world. We have so many different options for expecting mothers to choose when it comes to our services. For example, the open birthing rooms that can facilitate guests and having a special playlist of music to help soothe mom during delivery. These help tap into what I do as a midwife and really bond during the birthing process to focus on mom and baby and getting them close to each other as soon as possible. We also offer water therapy and other alternative labor management options. Resting, recuperating, and getting a good meal are all on our radar to make a family comfortable in this new chapter. And you'll find it all at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. If expecting parents want to explore their options, just visit our website to meet with me or any of our staff and get a tour of our fabulous state-of-the-art facility, including our labor and delivery suites and our special care nursery. Visit our website for all the details at osfhealthcare.org.
Merle Norman has a special skincare treat waiting just for you. Shop now and receive a four-piece set, perfect for reviving all skin types. Your gift with purchase includes a trial size energizing concentrate, Skintelligent cleanser, toner, and moisturizer. Don't miss out on these hydration heroes. Available now while supplies last at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road. Your gift is free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman cosmetic products. Cosmetics accessories not included. Offer available now while supplies last at participating Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios. Limit one per customer.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hey, this is Ben Grice at the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton. And if you haven't been up to Paxton for our barbecue yet, let me tell you, you don't need a reservation. Just come on up. Barbecue with us is about as casual can get. We've got all your favorites. We're talking brisket, pork, amazing smoked turkey, our sausage. And while you're there, be sure to try the Paxton Punch. You can thank me on that later. Check us out online at humblehogbbq.com.
Rescue workers face death every day, and far too often their families lose them while they're helping you on the road. When you see emergency lights flashing, you must slow down and move over to the far lane. That includes red, blue, and orange lights. If you hit someone on the road, you'll be charged with a felony. That means jail time. Help us keep our families safe when we're out helping yours. When the lights are flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Brought to you by Tapman's Towing.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5.